Welcome to the Endless Honeymoon Podcast. Good morrow, good Tuesday to everyone out there.
I'm your mother, Natasha Leggero.
And I am your father. Not Moshe, I'm actually your father. Today we have a very special couple of guests joining us. A repeat favorite, the dearest friend of ours, Ms. Chelsea Peretti. And from the hit ABC sitcom, Abbott Elementary, it's Quinta Brunson. And I'm very excited to have them on.
Her show is great. She created it. She stars in it. You can even see it on Hulu.
But her biggest credit to date is, of course, appearing on the upcoming episode of the Endless Honeymoon Podcast. Natasha, do you remember the first time you did the Endless Honeymoon Podcast?
That is a great question.
Thank you.
And no, I don't.
I remember. I remember it well. I didn't even know who you were at that point. And when we shared the mic, I thought to myself, this is a lady who I am going to drive crazy by leaving my socks around her apartment. And you know what? My dreams came true, but bigger than I could have thought, because we live in a house and you truly, truly are bothered by my socks.
I just think it's interesting that you make every room worse from being in it. Not your vibe. Your vibe makes everything better.
Absolutely.
But
my sock, bad. I get that. And I feel the same way about you, but it is your vibe. And the room that we're in right now is the room that you are making worse, but not comedically. Because comedically and podcasterally, I do think that you are a bright and shining star. And speaking of bright and shining stars,
aesthetically, you make the room worse from stepping into it.
I actually look beautiful. I'm a good looking person. And I think that you are as well. Speaking of good-looking people that are aesthetically positive, let's bring our guests into the chat. Ladies and gentlemen, Chelsea Peretti and Quinta Brunson. Thanks for joining us, you guys. How's it going?
Yeah, thank you for coming to our podcast in the middle of this hell zone of life. thank you.
Chelsea, you're looking really happy. This is unusual when there's a new variant hits that you're more chipper somehow than before.
You know what? I feel like I've got it down. Yeah. After a while, you go, you know what? It's kind of weirdly comforting. Like, oh yeah, I don't need people.
Yeah.
You know, it's Saturday night. Look at what we're doing, guys. Yes.
You know, you go, oh, I spent like 2 years alone. Like, what do I? It's like it really kind of does set the bar high.
I don't know, guys. This might be a low point. Saturday night, 9 o'clock, doing a podcast.
Hey, what do you mean? Hold on. It's our podcast. You're supposed
it's
to
our least... podcast, but I'm just saying.
It is interesting, right, Kinta? You have this new a hit show on ABC, and it must be a strange time for you to also, which it's great, by the way. We love it. It must be a strange time for you to simultaneously be having this like huge moment in your life and then also coming home all the time to more pandemic, more Zooming. Nothing to get out into the world and do. Like, what do you?
Yeah, feel? Thanks for the reminder, Moshe. No, it is what it is. You know, I feel very grateful that people have the show to watch while they hopefully stay inside. I feel like that, and I don't know. I wasn't really going out much and partying. I'm also still nervous. It's only the second episode, so I'm also still nervous that we could fail with flying colors. So it's kind of nice to be in the house. And I'm in a new house, so that's nice too. So.
Oh yeah, if it does fail, then you're already like in the depression zone anyway. You're like already cocooned at home, and that'll be nice.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I feel about it. It's comforting. I FaceTime Chelsea sometimes. I get interaction with people.
Do you guys feel like, Quinta, do you feel that FaceTime is like a pretty, like, do you feel after a FaceTime, it's like, okay, I've done a social activity? Like, does it feel, it feels like, for me, it feels almost like 80%. Like
80, that's hot.
Yeah. I think a FaceTime is nice. Like, you kind of like get it out. It's like having coffee with a friend.
I like it. I FaceTimed the other day with Chelsea. That felt like a huge social interaction for me. That
was exhausting.
It was exhausting.
Oh, Chelsea, it wasn't good for you? Chelsea, you didn't enjoy it as much?
No, it was great. It was actually great. I was walking around in my garden, you know, it was fun.
Oh, really nice. I felt like that was all I needed.
It was a good catch up, you know? Yeah.
Now, Abbott Elementary takes place in a public school. And Quinta, I don't know if you know this, but Chelsea and I went to middle school, Oakland Public Schools together. We are alumni of the Claremont Middle School Knights. Do you still consider yourself a knight, by the way, Chelsea?
Knight Ed, actually, as the cheerleaders. They were like, Claremont. Night Etz, say it again. You don't remember any of the cheers?
I did not go to any of the sporting events at Claremont Middle School. I didn't. I honestly, until you just said that, didn't know we had sports teams.
Oh.
Were you guys in the same class?
No, was Chelsea younger, was Chelsea younger. Was above me in many ways.
And, oh, that's so cute.
But, you know, we became friends, right, Chels?
Chelsea?
Is she frozen like that?
Is she frozen? Yeah.
No, I'm trying to smile more because I'm realizing I'm starting to get great depression resting face. You know,
I like, have noticed a lot that I'm just like pretending to smile. Like someone will look at me and I'm like, I kind of have that fake smile just to like, it's like, it feels like this well, like I'm trying to feel like, not make people feel bad.
I remember when my father died, this guy came up to me and he was like, how are you doing? And I had made some agreement. I know it was an abrupt transition,
Quinta, yeah, but good. But
it's
welcome.
Connected to what we're talking about. He's like, how you doing? And I had made some decision that I wasn't going to lie about how I was feeling about my father's death.
Yeah.
So I said, you know, I'm not so good. And he goes, why? I go, well, my dad just died. And he was like a Tony Robbins acolyte. And he goes, you want out of that? Do you think your father would want you to be sad right now? I was like, yeah, I think he'd probably want me to be a little bit sad right now.
Yeah.
And he goes, here's what you do. Look up at the lights. And now smile for 1 minute. And so I was like, I did. I was like, I was 20 years old and susceptible to like large, loud men telling me what to do. So I looked up and I did it. And then he's like, now how do you feel? And I was like, I still feel pretty fucked up. But now I'm uncomfortable about it. And anyway, so maybe that there's something to that. Like smile yourself into happiness.
You know what's so crazy? I just got, of course, lost in thinking about you. Like, I think he would want me to be sad. And I'm like, you know, if I died, would I want my kid to be sad?
No.
No, I would do anything I could, Moshe, to take that pain.
No, I would want my kid to have a weekend of melancholy if I straight up died. You think I want my kid just going to school the next day and being like, daddy's gone, let's play some hopscotch?
What are you going to get out of this melancholy?
I don't know. Honor me. Honor me.
People get way more upset when you are honest about your feelings, that people want you to have a certain reaction. If you don't have that, you know, they get really upset with you. I've had it recently, not with anyone dying, but just people being like, are you so surprised about where you are in life? And I'm like, nope, planned it all.
But yours is, but that's a flex though, a little bit, to be like, yeah, I deserve everything. They want, they desire you to be,
they don't like that,
performatively
they want
humble,
you to be
right?
Humble.
They're like, did you plan to give like black educators their flowers? I was like, I just want to make a funny show. They're like, but for black people. I'll be like, and then, you know, it's whatever. People don't want you to have the honest emotion, but I think I like the honest emotion.
There is something.
This makes me want to Google and watch some of your interviews. Just some of your, have you ever watched any, like just randomly search people's like doing press? It's so wildly entertaining because most of the time the only people watching that is who even is watching athletes do press.
Hopefully nobody, because I would tell the same three stories over.
Yeah,
and over.
That's how I feel.
Well, yeah, like what else can you do? It's just such a weird, who is it for? If you think about it, like, are people like, oh, there's Entertainment Tonight interview with, I don't know, it's just like,
I think people watch them when it comes on TV in the background of a gas station. Like or a store. They like watching in passing. That's all they need.
How much press have you been doing? Are you like up to your eyeballs in it? Are you tired of it? And is this the highlight of your press junket right now?
This 100% is not. No, this isn't for it. But yeah, a lot. It definitely comes with the territory. It's a lot.
All right. I have a question for you. This show is about public school. Are you a public school kid yourself?
I'm a public school kid, just like you guys.
And are you, everybody here, this is a rarity.
Asha too?
I went to public school, and I like to remind people that I was told I was not an artist. I was not a good writer.
Why would you remind people of that?
Well, like, no, she does it when she puts...
You're not. You're not.
No.
She does it when she submits a writing packet or an audition. She says, just so you know, I was told I was not a writer or
an
artist. No,
I guess I like to remind myself, because I'm always debating if I'm going to put my kid into public school. And then I remember all of the things that were told to me in public school. And that's the thing that I'm always debating.
Yeah, Quinta, you're in a real devil's bargain situation right now, because you're making a show about public school, but it's also a network TV show, so you can definitely afford to, if you ever decide to have kids, send your kids to any private school you want. What is your choice going to be? You must be taught. You have to send them to public school now.
Well, see, I had the opposite experience of Natasha. I had a really good public school experience, and I would want my kids to go to public. I went to private school for 1 year for first grade, and I didn't like it at all. I just wanted to go back to public school. Maybe it was, I don't know, maybe that was very unique to me, but I do want my kid to go to public school. Now, if it's just too tough and I have the means to put them elsewhere, then maybe I will. But I want them to go to public school.
You know, it's all about the teachers you have. And like, if you yeah. have great teachers, you have a great experience, I think. Mm-hmm.
I just like the idea of you being in first grade in private school and missing the salad days of your kindergarten class in public school. Then like, no, I'm salt of the earth. Get me back to that.
I did. They made me play baseball. And I was like, I don't want to play this. I don't want to play baseball, like, outside. I wanted to go. My gym in public school had the carts and the, you guys, the people on the podcast won't be able to know what I'm talking about. But you know, the big tent thing?
The, like, for what?
You, Chelsea, anybody? The tent, it's like the big round circle rainbow thingy.
Oh, parachute. The parachute.
Parachute. Oh. And then my private school didn't have that. So therefore, I wanted to go back to the public school. It's pretty much that simple.
It was about, you know, materials.
mostly fabric. Chelsea, is your memory of being at Claremont as fucked up as mine is? Like, do you look at that and say that was I have a moral dilemma because I ethically want to send my children to public school, mm-hmm. but I had a personal experience of it being absolutely fucking awful. No parachutes, you'll be surprised to know. Like, I didn't see one parachute the entire time we were there. But it
was one parachute. I just want to be clear, not multiple.
I'm just saying we didn't. It's so funny, actually. I wonder if that's connected, because your pilot is all about your character trying to find fabric for the children. It's to find a rug. Like, I wonder if somewhere deep in your brain that, like, desire to have plush fabrics was, like, embedded in there, and that's why it's in the pilot.
Damn, maybe. Maybe so.
I thought you were asking Chelsea a question.
Oh, sorry. Chelsea, what do you think? Was Claremont to you a toxic nightmare, or do you have fond memories of being there?
I mean, I would think any junior high school is going to be a tapestry of the two, right? Like, because it's just the age is a horror. And so.
Oh, yeah. You know, middle school is bad.
What?
Middle school is bad.
Yeah. It's just like, I think it's peak hormones and like you think you're an adult. I mean, I remember telling my mom I could move out when I was 13. I was like, I can move out. Like, I just really didn't. It's a very weird time because you're starting to look more like a person, but you also just your brain is not developed, you know?
Yeah. I used to work, I was an interpreter, you know, for a long time. I was a sign language interpreter, Quinta. And I would tell them, you can send me to elementary school and you can send me to high school or graduate school, college, anything. I will never take a job at a middle school because it was the worst. I mean,
I'm scared of middle school kids. If I see them coming, I try to cross the street because I'm still terrorized that they're going to shout some insult to me about my nose.
Yeah.
They're not cute like kids. They're not smart like adults. They're in the middle and they have neither of the charm of either thing. And all they have left is like the desire to hurt people. They used to, I would walk through the halls at this public school in Richmond and the girls would see me pass and they would be like, that's your man, as I would walk by. And I'd be like, I know what you're doing. Like, I know the joke that you're making at my expense. I'm not that old that I've missed that you're openly mocking me.
I have to say though, middle school for me feels like when I got my personality.
Totally.
So it is kind of like when everyone's becoming.
Definitely.
So that may be why we're scared of them.
No, definitely. That definitely was the time. I think for middle school, for me, I definitely. That's when I got, I was like, I'm the girl and she's all that, only younger, but like got my glasses off. I didn't wear glasses, but like my metaphorical glasses. And like, I started getting my hair done. That's when I became my taste in, you know, art and music and stuff came and not art really.
I heard you used to wear a full body parachute to school at that point. Is that correct?
They did have like parachute pants were in style.
I remember I used to take the bus in seventh grade and I would listen to the radio on my Walkman and this girl sat next to me and she was like, you know, you don't have to listen to the radio. And I was like, oh. And then she started like giving me mixtapes. And like, then I just totally changed my whole style.
Was she a lesbian?
Yeah. Where is she now?
No, I think she was.
Like, this girl sounds just cool. Natasha.
Actually, you know what? She was kind of a lesbian, I think. Her name.
I mean, she's like making you mixtape. She's like, you know, you don't need to listen to just radio, right? Yeah. The mixtapes have little hearts all over them with your initials.
Did they say, well, I would be Natasha?
I'm just saying, like, you know, looking at the world in another way.
Yeah, no, Natasha just realized she didn't have a patron of the arts. She was being seduced by an
eighth grader. That said, it's like our reaction is so sophomoric. We're all like, she's a lesbian. She made me mixtapes.
The one girl in middle school that made me mixtapes.
She wanted you.
Yeah, she didn't tell me in high school she was a lesbian. I was like, oh, okay. I'm not. That's what happened.
Okay, maybe she was hot for me. I never thought of it like that. I was just glad that she told me that. Or I would have just been.
Was she hot?
No.
Maybe she is now. Why don't she might well be listening to this.
She probably
she
is.
Was like, she was like, she remembered my mixtapes. And then
what a high and low this podcast episode was for her. I really touched that girl. Oh, okay, okay.
Kept up with her all these years for nothing. Yeah. Oh, no. I was going to say middle school is when that's the first time I tried to run away. That's definitely when you're like becoming like,
Where'd you go?
Who said that? Chelsea said that. That's when you like start thinking you're a full grown, like, I didn't make it out the door, but what's funny is I packed like.
You literally were trying to run.
I was trying to run away. But I packed like a hobo bag, even though I had bags.
Like, on a stick.
Quinta, this is so funny because the anecdotes you're giving are in reverse order. Like, to be in first grade and wanting to go back to your old school is like is such a sophisticated idea. And to be in middle school and packing up the little hobo lunch that you're supposed to be doing as like a Dennis the Menace cartoon. It's like, I like this. You developed in fits and starts.
Thank you again, Moshe, for evaluating my. But like, I tried to run away then. That was great. And I had a great home life. I think it was something as simple as like, I don't know. My mom probably wasn't letting me stay up late or something. And I just felt the need to run away.
Chelsea, did you ever run away?
No, I never did. I don't think. I do remember.
Never tried?
I remember I had a drunk babysitter one time and I could tell she was drunk. And so I went out the door and went up the street to get away from her. And my mom came home and she was writing a letter. Like, I tried to keep her here. I mean, let's just say childcare was not vetted in the way that it is now, at least in LA. But I remember that, but no, I never ran away, but we definitely, teen years were challenging for me and my authority figures.
Yeah, I slept once. I ran away, and Chelsea, this will be so specific to you. You remember the monastery in Oakland? Quinta, I'm so sorry. Just a picture.
No, I loved it.
Picture a monastery. The monastery in Oakland, there was this like right in the middle of Oakland, there was this like right next to Claremont, there was this really beautiful, I think, Benedictine Catholic monastery that was open to the community. Across the street from that, there was this house. And behind that house, there was a drainage tunnel. And we went down in there because this dude named Frohawk was living down in the tunnel. And we crawled down the tunnel like Ninja Turtles and slept in this like weird antechamber in the back of that tunnel.
Slept in there the overnight?
Yeah. Yeah, it was really hardcore. He had a whole setup. Do? My mom was always in middle school looking for me in some way. There was always like mobilization for my mom to find me somewhere.
This sounds like a nightmare to have a middle school child.
It sounds like a ticking bomb, like tick, tick, boom.
Speaking of tick, tick, boom, the minutes are ticking by, and we would love to.
But you know what's so good? That you were safe, I guess, only by the hand of God.
Do you have any more screener bits that you want to do before we take a call?
I guess
working the harder they fall.
What was the name of the guy down in that tunnel? Cyrano?
No, I told you his name was Frohawk, but now that would be a great name.
Was it Mayor Pete? I forget.
trying to get that Spider-Man screener, man. Come on. I want them to go out for that Oscar so I can get the Spider-Man screener.
Well, listen, I think that we should. Yes. Oh, wait. Is Chelsea not done?
No. I'm done with my bit. Thanks for asking.
Well, I think we should take a call, Mosh.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Let us.
Oh, wait. Are you guys cool with that? We're going to give some people some advice.
Yes.
Let's do it. We're going to call Josh in Cincinnati.
I'm happy to be doing whatever you guys want to be doing.
Now I feel, hold on a second as we connect. Hold on.
Where are you going, Moshe?
He probably went to feed the dog, but you know, that's the power of the dog. Sometimes you got
to. Well, what I wanted to say to you, Chelsea, was that your jokes were so good. I was thinking to myself, that was no time to die. Because they didn't die. They succeeded and lived, you know?
I felt the same way.
Yeah, yeah. And the truth is...
I had the energy to get up and go get my screeners that are piled up.
You can do it.
The truth is to both of you, and I want to say to both of you, and honestly to all three of you, as performers, as comedians, and just as people, I have nothing but...
Rasp for all of you.
Just I feel, you know, a lot of rasp.
You know what would be so nasty? You know what would be so nasty? Licorice pizza.
That was the shortest distance from the joke to the name. You know what sounds like a bad kind of pizza? Licorice pizza. No, honestly.
Well,
eating...
Honestly, this has been so far has been a really fun encounter.
No, and sometimes these podcasts are much more like a Nightmare Alley, but this has been truly a dream.
If I didn't miss this bit, it would have been a tragedy.
Now we're talking. Now this is heating up. This is heating up.
Okay,
I'm kind of on empty at this point, though.
Moshe can't think of anything for this.
I've been trying for a while to think of something to do with Spencer, but I don't know.
Spencer is better than being Spencer is better than being the Ricardo.
whatever anyone says, don't censor them.
To read that. Okay, they have to take a phone. Do we participate in your phone call? No,
you just sit back and watch and we just wanted to waste some of your time. We know that you got to be up early to, you know.
Can we participate?
No, you know what? We want you guys to do the talking, really.
The truth is, Quinta, you can make fun of these people or you can give them sincere advice or you can do a combo.
But they have questions for you.
I'm really Gucci with whatever you guys want to do.
Yeah, and I'm Spencer. Okay, let's talk to Josh in Cincinnati. Hey, Tosh.
Yeah, Mosh.
These are trying times and sleep is at a premium. And that is why I am so grateful that every night after we make passionate love for 4 to 6 hours, we both collapse asleep on the most comfortable mattress we've ever tried, the Helix mattress.
Helix Sleep has a quiz that takes just 2 minutes to complete and matches your body type and sleep preferences to the perfect mattress for you. That's why we love our mattress so much. It was custom made for us. Why would you buy a mattress made for someone else? With Helix, you're getting a mattress that you know will be perfect for the way you sleep.
Everybody's unique, and Helix knows that, so they have several different mattress models to choose from. They've got soft, medium, and firm mattresses. Mattress is great for cooling you down if you sleep hot. Mattress is great for spinal alignment to prevent those morning aches and pains, and even a Helix Plus mattress for plus-size sleepers.
So if you're looking for a mattress, take the quiz, order the mattress that you're matched to, and the mattress comes right to your door, shipped for free. You don't have to go to one of those scuzzy mattress stores.
Okay, you know what? My dad owned a mattress store, but the truth is Helix upgraded the technology and there's no need to do that again. Go to helixsleep.com, take that 2-minute sleep quiz, and you will be matched to a customized mattress that will give you the best sleep of your life.
They have a 10-year warranty and you get to try it out for 100 nights risk-free. Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners at helixsleep.com/honeymoon.
That's helixsleep.com/honeymoon. Hey, Tosh.
Yeah, Mosh.
I've been thinking, would you like to have another baby with me?
I'm actually good, but thanks for asking.
Wow. Well, if you did want to have another baby, I remember you went through a lot of HELL when we were figuring out how to have another kid. What should a woman do?
Well, I think getting a hold of your fertility, really understanding what's up, how many eggs do you have, all that kind of thing. I think it's really important. The traditional guidance with fertility has always been just wait and see, but now we have tools to help us plan for and track everything in our lives.
Oh, is it like a COVID test where you just stick a swab in there?
It's called Modern Fertility. It's an easy and affordable way to test your fertility hormones at home with a simple finger prick. Mail it in with prepaid label, and you'll get your personalized results within 10 days. I wish I would have had this.
You get insight into your hormone levels, your ovarian reserve, which is a lot like Fort Knox. It means how many eggs you have compared to other women your age, and other important fertility factors. The results go deep into what every hormone means, and you can also talk one-on-one with a fertility nurse to review your results and options for next steps.
Traditional testing with your doctor can cost over $1,000, but Modern Fertility gets you the same info at $159, a fraction of the price. If you go to modernfertility.com/honeymoon, you can get $20 off your test.
If you want kids today or maybe one day in your future, clinically sound info about your body can help you make the decision that's right for you.
Right now, Modern Fertility is offering our listeners $20 off the test when you go to modernfertility.com/honeymoon.
This means that your test will cost $139 instead of the hundreds or thousands it could cost you at a doctor's office.
Get $20 off your fertility test when you go to modernfertility.com/honeymoon.
modernfertility.com/honeymoon. Here he is. Oh, look,
all
he's
right,
cute.
There he
too.
Is.
All right.
Man, the legend.
Okay. Hi, Josh. Josh, will you unmute yourself?
Or could it be interesting to stay muted?
Hi, Josh. How are you?
I kind of want to mime it.
No, you look good. You look great. You look like you probably rapped in high school. Is that correct?
Actually, yeah, embarrassingly so, yes.
Yep, that was good, Moshe.
Well, it's game recognized game.
Josh. Okay, wait, Josh. So it's me, Natasha, Moshe, our friend Quinta Brunson, and our other friend Chelsea Peretti.
From the hit show Abbott Elementary on ABC. I know you've watched it, but if you haven't, you should, and tell all your friends.
And I'm from the hit show. I'm making a bust at the night.
That's scene work from Being the Ricardos, Josh.
And from House of Gucci, which I haven't seen. Anyhow, Josh, enough about us.
So Josh, you said you wanted advice. What's up? How can we help?
Yeah.
But wait, I have one more question. When you were a rapper, would you ever spit the tender bar?
I haven't heard of most of these movies.
Josh, don't answer that because, you know, the more you answer these questions, the harder you fall, buddy.
Okay.
I feel like I need a catch-up session.
No, okay. Basically, in a very relatable way, everybody in Hollywood gets tons of DVDs right before awards season. You know how that is, right, Josh? And you'll just get sent all of the movies that you would be normally torrenting, and you get to watch them for free. So depending on how tonight goes, we might even send you one. Actually, that's a federal offense. We're not going to do that. Okay, Josh.
But we will send you this remnants of sweet potato.
This is even better.
Okay, yeah. Josh, talk to us. How can we help? What's going on?
All right. So basically, I got engaged with my partner just before COVID started, like literally proposed.
Your female partner?
Yes.
Okay. Congratulations.
And, congratulations on her being a female.
Yeah. Unless this turns out bad, but congratulations. Listen to the rest of the story.
Yeah.
Yeah, so basically, like, we knew we were going to have a fairly long engagement because we were going to wait till she was done with school and getting her degree. But with COVID, it's just kind of going on longer. And, like, it just feels impossible to plan. And so our original, even longish time scale has just felt like it's already been 2 years. And so I'm kind of, like, trying to find, like, something to do in this weird liminal space period, kind of between two large romantic gestures of a space to do something else that's, like, I mean, some of it's just a challenge because of COVID, but I'm also kind of wondering, like, is it cute to do a second proposal? How could that be cute? Or, like, other cute ideas that are, like...
Wait, you better take it and run, because you do a second one. What if she's like, you know what? I'm actually glad you asked again.
Thanks for bringing it up.
She's like, this space is actually much more liminal than you thought it was. It's a no for me.
Especially after 2 years of COVID.
Yeah.
That's a great question. So you're asking what would be a gesture to keep the romance of the engagement alive until you can get across the bridge to actually getting married.
I know you're not going to want to hear this, but do the dishes.
And
that's the gesture.
Simplicity. What's this gal's favorite
screener movie from this year?
Is it My Name is Polly Murray?
I'm genuinely trying to help this man.
Okay, go ahead, Quinta. Sorry, please.
What's your favorite movie, color, and TV show?
We don't really do a whole lot of favorites. Like, it kind of changes a lot. That's kind of like... in a pretentious way. That sounds really pretentious. Didn't mean it like that. But just like I don't know, our minds change a lot, especially like...
I don't like the sound of that, Josh.
Especially when it comes to engagement. Especially when it comes to engagement, minds change all the time.
Okay, so won't answer that question. A good question, by the way, Quinta. It just was rejected. It was flatly rejected.
At the record show, I participated.
Yeah, you did an admirable job, but Josh, he didn't come to answer questions like that.
All right.
What does he do in between the asking her to marry?
Yeah, what's a way that he could do some sort of symbolic thing to make that romance? Well, I'm just curious, why are you waiting? Why don't you just get married?
Is it COVID?
We thought about that. Like, we kind of go back and forth. Sometimes we're like, well, let's just elope and then let's do like a, you know, party with people later when it's easier to gather. And we have had those conversations and we just find it hard, especially because she's still finishing up her degree. Still, it just... to get into that space to kind of figure that
out. What's her degree in? This could be...
She doesn't really play a lot of favorites when it comes to majors, so honestly, that's another question she's not going to be answering.
She kind of majors in everything. No, she majors in fine art.
Okay.
Let me ask you something, Josh. Do you feel like she's becoming a little more distant to you? you seem just a little tiny bit like, I don't know.
Like, what?
Natasha?
You
seem just like a little tiny bit. I don't know.
I just feel like one of the reasons why you're asking is because you're feeling a little bit thirsty.
Issa Rae's show title.
Insecure.
No, I like doing things. I like doing little things I like doing little gestures, especially like past couple of years kind of feel shitty a lot of times and in a funk. And a lot of times, like when I'm feeling down, sometimes it's really nice just to do something nice for her. And she's had like in different positions and different jobs that she's had, I've been able to like send her flowers while she's at work and like surprise her with like that kind of corny bullshit. And like, I like doing those things. And like, sorry, was someone saying something?
I just think if you call it corny bullshit, you're kind of undercutting your sincerity in those gestures.
I do mean them sincerely. I do.
I have a question. Exactly how much money do you have in your bank account right at this
point? A great question. And thank you for getting to it before we were all going to ask the same
thing.
Then
I can decide if we're talking trip
kind of gesture.
What kind of gesture?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I could put my bank account info in the chat. But no, I've thought about like traveling before, and that was something we thought about last year after vaccination, before like Delta and Omicron, and kind of at the point where like the prices were so high, at least at that point, where that was kind of out of the question for a lot of stuff. But there's a world where
Boys to Men to come sing to her at the house or something. That's what I was thinking. Not going anywhere. Yeah.
Oh, literally hiring Boys to Men to actually show up and sing her a song?
Yeah.
Josh, do you have live Boys to Men in full hazmat suits, by the way, so they don't infect her or each other? Do you have that kind of money?
They're Cincinnati people. I think they just like live in the neighborhood. They don't come around.
They're Philadelphians, Josh. Thinking about things I'd want, and that'd be cool. I just saw them the other day on TV. I was like, it'd be cool if Boys to Men showed up.
Yeah, or here's an idea. She's a fine artist. What if you took her artwork and, without telling her, made all of her artwork into NFTs and sold them and then gave her the money? She might really appreciate that.
Just like, I got you a payday.
Is she an environmentalist?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you can't do the NFT thing then.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, I have a real question, Josh. Where is she in school? What city?
We're both in Cincy. We're together here.
You're both
in her final semester. You called it Cincy?
Yeah.
Never heard that. I like
me
that.
Me either.
People call it Cincy.
The more stylish.
Is that where the rock and roll? No, that's a
that's Cleveland.
WKRP.
Yeah, what's that's where that is. Yeah.
What do they got there?
What is in Cincinnati?
Neil Armstrong was here. Peter Frampton was here. Bootsy Collins is here.
They go to Bootsy Collins' house.
Yeah, knock on his door and just be like, Bootsy, can you just say that we love each other? I mean, what about? I think it would be a nice romantic gesture when she has some time off of school to jump in your car and drive out of Ohio. Not that I don't like Cincinnati. It's a nice city. But go to somewhere, you know, somewhere beautiful south of you, maybe New Orleans or something. Make the drive and do a I think it's a nice idea to do a reaffirmment, you know, say, I know that the universe came along and disrupted our timeline, but I want you to know that, like,
my
heart still burns or whatever, and do a little second proposal. I think that sounds really nice.
That's so beautiful. Okay. Go ahead, Natasha. He said the timeline of this beautiful. I was going to say that my partner, as you put it, he sometimes just cooks me dinner. And that is really, I don't know, other ladies in the building, that is all I need. That does so much for me. I don't know why, but do you cook her dinner ever?
We usually split everything. There's a few meals where it's mostly one or the other, but that's fairly split. But yeah, I feel like she would probably dig it if I was just like, I'm just going to take care of you.
Yeah.
In like one way where like, just like, even though we normally split things, let's just do something that's not.
Yeah. It's like cook her a meal. You know what I'm saying? Like a real meal.
Yeah, okay. I think it would be nice to have like some kind of date, but also I'm with Chelsea. I don't think you should be asking her again.
Yeah,
because you kind of are coming off, like I said, a little insecure, and it's like just a great chance for her to like take it back.
She's not gonna take it back.
You do not ask her again. I didn't know that was serious. I didn't know that was really on the table.
But I think a reaffirmment thing. You know what? Because it comes with a ring, right? So you could buy her another ring for the other hand, or just some little thing. Like, think of it like it's your anniversary, but instead, it's just your kind of recommit. Just a little mindful. Because I know that in the pandemic, it's been very easy for me to like delve into like my lowest, laziest, lowest work self. So I think if you just put anything you did would probably be greatly appreciated. I think that would be nice.
Yep.
Yeah. No, that's really helpful. And yeah, like I'm genuine. Like I go back and forth on like, is a second proposal, because like, again, like kind of what is, like I proposed the first time because I wanted to marry her. And the proposal the second time was just like, I still want to get married. Like just like another cute way to like do that. But I just don't know. Like, yeah, is that necessary even? Is it just...
You should get on one knee and be like, will you still marry me? I just think like you already,
I think the thing you said was really cute of, I still want to get married. Like you do the meal, you do everything, you combine all the stuff we said and then say, just so you know.
But that's weird because it's like, kind of like, wait, why are you saying that? Of course you still do. Like you proposed to me.
But I think
then I'd be like, what brought this on? Like, honestly, I'm starting to wonder if you are having doubts.
See, I thought his girlfriend was maybe having doubts.
But. I know. I was on that same wavelength. And now that he keeps talking, I'm kind of like, why do you feel like you need to re-up a proposal? Like, ostensibly, you're both building toward the day that you...
Yeah.
Forward.
I mean, like the first time it came up was when it was like a year on the day. I was like, well, maybe I could just do something sweet like on the day again, the day that I proposed, like the next year, because I knew we'd still be engaged at that point. And it's coming up, it'll be next month. So like, to do something on the day is just like
it's coming up on the second year.
Yes.
Wow.
Has she said anything at all? I wonder. Just like being like, oh man, we're still not married. Has she said anything?
No. We talk about it every now and then. We talk about it pretty frequently still, about like trying to think more about like, do you think it would be better like this or like that? Or, you know, something. But we haven't done any like of the actual legit planning and like the hard part yet.
I get it. The pandemic is hard because the pandemic makes you feel like you're at a standstill and it kind of keeps you from doing it.
Exactly.
Know exactly what that's like. And so I get it. But yeah, like I think a sweet gesture of some sort, like what we've been mentioning.
Maybe a date night where you watch Abbott Elementary on Hulu, catch up, and then you will have a favorite. You'll have your first favorite. And if not, yeah. Abbott Elementary, honestly.
Go King Richard.
But Josh, my feeling is, and Chelsea, Quinta, Natasha, correct me if I'm wrong, no woman dislikes an attempt.
You know what women love? A French dispatch. Maybe it's some nice lace. Maybe it's a French perfume.
I just feel like this is the least romantic time in my life that I can remember.
And my God, me too.
So I just feel like nobody dislikes you trying. So I say anything you try in the service of honoring that thing will be good enough. That's what I think.
Absolutely.
Natasha, your bangs look great.
Do they really? I feel like total shit.
No, all right, Josh, it's been great having you.
No, yeah, but you know what helped me, Josh? Yeah. Like, try to pick a date. Try to, like, even if it's like a nice little outdoor party for the spring by your favorite tree, maybe it's like a small ceremony. I don't know. Like, maybe it's like an engagement party. It's like it'd be nice to get your friends together. I don't know. I think when we were planning our wedding, having a date, I know it's COVID, but you know, just you could do something outside in the spring, like March, April. I don't know how Cincy is. I guess, don't you guys have like one nice month there a year? Do it in July.
I have absolutely no clue what the climate of Cincinnati is.
I'm from Illinois, so it's like usually it's cold, right? Like, you know, you have like a really long cold season and then it kind of starts to get okay around June. And then, but then it's gloomy and then July and August are nice, maybe September, and then you're back to hell, right? Am I right?
It's changing. It's warmer now in the winter. I feel like winters used to be like that, but now it's warmer. Like it just got
changed. Global warming.
Climate change.
Yeah. Maybe you guys should watch a documentary on climate change and that could be a really nice way.
Just kidding. I don't have this.
All right. Well, Josh, I hope we've been helpful in some way. Good luck to you.
And I hope you feel like you know what you're doing now.
Bye, Josh, and good luck.
Bye. Thank you very much.
Hi, Josh. You're a hero. Yeah. Thank you.
Have a good night.
Good night, Josh.
Good night, Josh.
All right.
I feel like he just called in to talk to Chelsea and Quinta. I mean, like, that wasn't really a question.
What do you mean?
He definitely was not a fan of myself or Quinta, if I may be so bold to say. But I don't know what he called for. I think he just...
I didn't really get his question.
Well, all right. Let's try another question and see if we can get some more juice out of this next person. How about that? One more call and then we will call it a night.
I thought that was a fun question. No, it usually goes that people have questions for the people.
No, but I just think it was a little strange that they haven't had any discussions in 2 years about any of it.
Right. Although my cousin just keeps rescheduling this like massive wedding that keeps being like a super spreader event.
Okay, but he's not. He said we haven't been planning. We haven't talked about it. Basically,
I legit went through that with COVID. It's something about getting engaged during the pandemic. The pandemic makes it feel like time is standing still.
It does. It definitely.
If it weren't for something unfortunately tragic that happened.
There was something I wanted to work with someone on and I had asked him about it. And I'm like, oh, now I'll follow up. Like now it could happen. And I realized I had last texted him in 2019. And I literally sent him a text. He's like, he's completely moved forward in his life.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't know. It's just so, I was just seriously like, oh my goodness, I'm in like quicksand and everyone, like there are some people who are just living more, you know, normally, I guess.
Yeah. And I feel like Quinta, you said it, like time became stretched in this weird, bizarre way that if you were in he was calling it a liminal phase where you're like, really, the space between getting engaged and getting married is this like bizarre phase of life. If that phase gets stretched out because of the powers of the universe, not because somebody's getting cold feet, I can see it starting to feel like, what is this?
Weird. It's weird. And then you start trying to think about it at all, and you're like, oh, we can't have Aunt Kathy because she has illness and she can't because of COVID. And then you put it to the side. You're like, oh, we can't do that right now. So it's either elope or have a wedding. And then you're like, let's just not even think about it. It's really crazy. It's tough. Yeah.
Weird that also, you though, think maybe it's a good opportunity to elope because a lot of times people feel guilty eloping.
I mean, the obvious answer for Josh is to elope, but he clearly wasn't ready.
I'm telling you, you should do a party underneath a tree in the spring.
But he's got all the fellas from his like white boy freestyle cypher that he's got to invite. He can't do a wedding without them. All right, let's do another call and then we'll call it a night. We're going to call Sarah in Phoenix, Arizona. Hey, Tosh.
Yeah, Mosh.
Remember when you said only the weak go to therapy?
I did not say that.
Well, anyway, if you think like Natasha used to think about therapy, it's time to get rid of those toxic old ideas because everybody could use somebody to talk to. And that's why we would like to recommend Talkspace.
When it comes to your mental health, the best way to see lasting progress is to get support from a licensed therapist who can show you the way forward step by step. You don't have to bother your partner with every single thing you have.
Sounds like heaven on earth right now. The truth is we all have things in our lives that we know we need to work on, but sometimes being busy, being scared, or just being lazy will keep you from seeking the help that you know you need. But now the internet has come along and made that process easy. Talkspace treats your privacy and security as their top priority, so there's no worries about people leaking your sessions. I know that's what I'm worried about, it going on one of those, you know, Us Magazine kind of, did you hear what Moshe's all fucked up about? You don't have to worry about that. They're encrypted and they have added security features to keep your conversations fully protected.
And you can send messages 24/7 and get replies throughout the day. No need to wait for a weekly appointment.
Yeah, and you don't have to go to one of those scuzzy therapist's office. You can just sign onto the internet and have yourself a little seshy-sesh and get past your chronic erectile dysfunction, which is not something I struggle with, but maybe you do. Maybe it's me. Go to Talkspace.com and get $100 off your first month when you use the promo code HONEYMOON at sign up.
That's $100 off at Talkspace.com, promo code HONEYMOON.
Hello.
Sarah, can you turn your camera on?
Sorry. Hello.
No, you're good. Hi, how you doing?
I'm so excited to be talking to you guys. I love you all.
Awesome.
Very, very excited.
Well, what's happening? How can we help you besides me recommending that you watch Abbott Elementary on Hulu?
I know.
See,
I'm
going to make this worth your while, Quint. I told you when you agreed to do this, it's going to be worth it. One viewer at a time.
I love it.
Okay. I'll spread the word too. But okay. So I just started a new job a couple months ago and I have a coworker that I'm interested in, but nothing had really happened until the week before our work holiday party. And he started getting pretty flirty the week before our work holiday party. And at the holiday party, we really hit it off. And he invited me to an outdoor bar that him and some other coworkers were going to after. And we were chatting the whole time at the bar until the bar closed. But nothing happened beyond like flirty banter. And he seems definitely interested, but nothing happened beyond that. Then the week after that, on Monday, he went out of his way to like talk to me at my desk. And we chatted a couple times that week. But it was
this whole time in like a split screen, you just see me handing my son sippy cups and just like making toaster waffles. That's like, meanwhile, across town. Okay. Back to your intrigue.
So he's at your desk being chatty.
Yeah. So we chatted that week, but it was a short week. And then we just had a week and a half off for the holidays. And I haven't seen him since we had the week off. So sort of what I was hoping to get you guys' advice on was how to show that I'm interested and potentially initiate hanging out outside of work again without having it be like super awkward if it ends up backfiring since he is.
What happened the night at the outdoor bar?
So we were just like chatting the whole time and it was like flirty, but nothing like beyond that happened.
And it was a group, but you two were kind of off to the side talking, or was it a group dynamic?
No, it was like a group, but we were like off to the side.
How many days has it been exactly?
So it's been like the week before the holiday party was like the weekend before like Christmas? The 25th. Yeah. And then we had like 2 days of work and then a week and a half off. And then I've been back this week, but I haven't seen him.
And you guys don't have each other's phone numbers?
I do have his phone number, but I haven't like reached out.
Has he reached out to you?
Yeah.
Did he give you his number that night?
Yeah.
Or did you get it from the company directory?
That's a big distinction we need to nail down.
She's like, I have 6 digits of his number. I'm pretty sure.
No, I have his phone number. He gave to me that night to like text me with a bar that they were going to. And so, like,
wait, so he has your phone number too?
Yes, we both have each other's phone numbers. And we haven't talked like during the break besides him like DMing me about my Instagram story.
But wait, what's
that much?
What is the next big holiday on the docket?
Valentine's Day. Martin Luther King Day.
You should text him and be like, let's spend MLK Day together.
She lives in Arizona, guys. They don't celebrate it there.
Okay. Valentine's.
Let's milk this silent eye.
Let's get an Airbnb for Valentine's.
Or yeah, you could. I like that, Quinta. She could write him if you want to get MLK apostrophe D. Let's get together. Ew. You want to get all right? Forget it. Sorry, I don't know. Riffing over here,
Sarah. It could. What, Sarah? Has he done anything or said anything that makes you think he might like you?
Yeah, he was, I can't think of like anything like super forward or specific, but he was like flirty at like the bar on the holiday party, just like sort of like standing close to me and being like a little bit touchy. But I think
Asking you for your number to tell you where they're going after that feels flirty.
Yeah. But the thing I'm not liking, Sarah, is the part where he doesn't text you for the entire week and a half that you guys are separated. Like, if he's trying to get it, then he would be texting. He's got your number. Like, what's up with that?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Are you just trying to hook up, or do you feel like you would fall in love with this person? Because you go ahead. Sorry.
Oh,
does he feel like an MLK date or a Valentine's date?
Both. I don't know. I feel like could go either way. Like I think that I could see myself actually like dating him.
But I guess the problem is that you work together, so this might mess things up a little, because normally my single attitude is, what do you have to lose by just reaching out, being direct, being funny, being flirty? But if you work with someone, the thing you have to lose is your comfort at work, because then you might be like, if he doesn't return it, then you might be uncomfortable.
That's
what's that, Quinta?
That's how hot in the trousers you are. So
is he, be honest, you think he's possibly talking to other women?
Yeah, Quinta, yes. You got to the marrow of the thing.
I don't know. I mean, maybe. Because nothing has really happened between us besides just like some flirting. So like it's possible. Like I've talked to other guys in between that.
You guys have Slack? Wait, do you have Slack? Important question.
We do have Slack.
Oh, the whole game has changed.
Okay, good. I need to learn about Slack. I don't know.
Okay, now we're in there. Listen to me. Forget the phone numbers. Forget everything. Slack him a tweet, a meme, a DM, a funny Instagram post.
Oh, I love this.
Yeah. Okay.
And then you can see, like, if he doesn't write you back, or it just feels a little like 3 days, but also he might not be checking his Slack all the time. But
well, he has to, though.
It's for work. Okay.
He has to check it for work. That's a good way to temperature check.
I like this idea.
Sounds cool. Sounds easy, breezy.
Temperature check is good. And also when you're with him, maybe not at work so much, but like, you know, if you do get to hang out with him off hours, you know, you want to like laugh and be
like, send him a meme, flirty, like 2 girls, 1 cup or something. Remember this? Yeah. And then see what he does.
And then just hit him with your OnlyFans URL and just see if he subscribes. Yeah. No, Quinta, that's good. To send a meme is good, because it's like, it could be flirty, but it could also just be like, hey, I'm just another internet user out here sharing some funny content.
Yep.
Remember cake farts?
I do remember cake farts.
You have anything specific from your conversation? You can
He'd be like talking to his podcast that he calls his advice podcast. He's like, yeah, this girl at work sent me cake farts on Slack.
It is such a funny suggestion, Chelsea, to send this guy pornographic viral videos from like 15 years ago.
You remember this one?
You remember Lemon Party? Like, you definitely intrigue him.
Yeah. What do you think of this?
I like that idea. I think that's a good, because I think like what I'm struggling with is like, yeah, like a temperature check. That's a good way to like see, because I don't really know. Yeah, because we haven't really talked in a while.
You know what would be funny? I always think it's funny to just make a joke of the whole awkwardness. Like, it would be funny to send him like some kind of gift that's like, I miss you so much.
No, don't do that. That's funny, dude. Not everyone can pull that off.
That's how I wound up with who I wound up with.
That is some rascal advice right there.
Yeah,
it's funny and it would play. Trust me.
So you're saying I should say that I miss him and invite him to hang out on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I miss you and be like,
to honor the legacy of Martin Luther King on Valentine's Day. That's what we.
Oh, okay.
I'm
a little twisty.
I'm gonna go nay on that advice, but if you want to, that's fine.
Yeah, okay, Quinta, what meme would you send?
That's a good question.
What I said, I would take some moment of the conversation. I don't know what you guys talked about that night.
Any hot topics?
Any hot tops?
We were just sort of talking about like each other's, like, I hadn't like talked to him that like in depth at work. It's just been like small talk. So we were just talking about like where we like grew up and like that kind of thing and like college and stuff. So
where'd you grow up?
In Phoenix.
What about him?
Phoenix memes.
Sacramento
is so unique. Yeah, you can get some good. The Kings, is he a Kings fan? Mm-hmm. You send him a Kings meme or gif, you're gonna be in there. He's gonna be like, I have to marry this girl.
How about a poser? You could
exactly
send him
that's why you go with the I miss you so much with all the hearts.
And then hit him with there's a obscure gangster rapper from Sacramento called Sebo the Bald Head Nut. Send him a music video from Sebo. I don't even know. What's that?
Isn't Sebo like a really infectious disease?
Is it really? I don't know.
I've seen it. Is this person of Caucasian or other? Which box?
Other.
Oh, we have some options now.
Indian.
Oh, I don't know.
Indian means.
You don't have any memes that Indians like, Quinta?
I don't think
I don't think that would hit right coming from me.
Of course not.
But well, you know what Quinta's done for you is she's given you 2 degrees of distance from a text like, hey, what's up? How are you? Is you direct. Slack is 1 degree of distance. Meme is a further degree of distance. And if he hits you back with energy, then you kind of get to like take a little step forward and a little step forward.
I'm going to tell you, live on the edge. I was an incredible flirt. My single life was wonderful. Trust me.
But I think different circumstances, our work environments are different. She's going to have to go to work every day with this man and go to
You're right.
But also Chelsea, you're like this hilarious comedian. And if you send something after one date that says, I miss you so much, the person getting it's going to go, ha, Chelsea.
Right,
if
right.
Sarah does it, they're like, fucking like, Sarah, what the fuck is wrong with her?
You'll get her fired.
You're going to call HR. We don't have HR. They're going to call HR on her.
I actually did kind of forget the work part. So forget it. I guess just send a fucking hockey meme or whatever the fuck.
You
I just
send
feel like
them
if
that.
A girl sends you a hockey meme, you're like, you're like, right, we talked about Sacramento.
I wish this was a bunch of animated hearts saying, you are my one.
That would be so funny. Come on.
It would be very funny.
You like casually go to an outdoor bar with a group of people. Then 2 weeks later, you're like, you are the one for me. funny.
I miss it so much. Seems for you, girl, but I got nothing. That place is a hellhole. Talk about the airport. Weirdest airport I've ever been in my life. If you can bring that up, talk about that.
You could send him a link to that Vice article, like the 10 reasons why Phoenix is the worst city in America.
Oh, wow. She loves Phoenix. She's from there.
Oh, I don't know. Well, she's from there.
You should talk about climate change and just hammer him with climate change memes.
Okay. I think I can find something. I could do a little bit of looking, but I think that's a good idea to send something like funny.
You cut to her. She's got like reading glasses on and she's just like scrolling through memes for like 2 hours, reading a folder and change. I mean, it's like, the thing is, it is like kind of funny. Like the meme is everything. You're going to live and die by this meme, that's whatever so you true. Select.
Wait, now it's a lot of pressure.
It is. How old is he, sir?
He is 25. And I'm
20. Then maybe don't talk about how weird the airport is. That'd be better for an 80-year-old.
Can you get a load of this? This airport is unusual. No, you got to admit it.
No, it is weird, though.
Also, Sarah, be easy on yourself because this is not an ideal relationship. You work with him. You know, it's you can put it.
What industry do you work in?
In biotech.
Biotech.
Well, what about what's her face who just got convicted? Maybe you send a little meme of her with some vials going like this.
Holmes meme. Oh. I like that idea. That's really good. Give him a Holmes meme.
Ooh, okay. Yeah.
Hit him with the Holmes meme. I like that.
Or you should be like, you go, I know you're probably grieving this guilty conviction like I am.
What do you guys think about her saying something, if they start slacking, like saying something complimentary to him, like that was so fun chatting with you, or, you know, like some kind of.
I've never connected with someone like that in my life.
What do you mean?
I'm saying you could say that to him.
Oh, Chelsea's always going to the furthest emotional iteration possible.
Because I think dating tropes are all so, like, you know, it's just funny to take the air out of it to me, to just be like, you're obviously the absolutely perfect man. I don't know.
Here you go. Okay, we're going to combine all of Chelsea's suggestions and Quinta's, and it's going to be a terrible idea. You send a Slack to him with a picture of Elizabeth Holmes and her, you know, that her, the CEO of that company was an Indian American man. So send him a picture of the two of them and say, I am ready to be the Elizabeth Holmes.
And you can call me home.
If you agree, meet me at the Sacramento airport. I'll be at one end, you be at the other.
And we'll go fly somewhere for Valentine's.
And if you do that, you will have our undying respect. Honestly.
Oh, wow.
Sarah, slack him.
Don't go eat licorice pizza.
A bad idea.
On your
date. Will you send him a Slack when you pick your meme? Will you hit us up and tell us how it went and tell us what the correspondence was?
And you don't
like?
Have to do too much. Just send the meme and see if he bites. You don't have to like send follow-up texts, you know?
Yeah.
This is a crazy guess, but I'm wondering, is his name Pauly Murray?
Right.
Incredible, right? She's good.
Crazy.
Sarah, thank you. He might be a Ricardo.
Oh, I thought this was called Ricky and Ricardo.
And Ricardo. It's about both of his personalities. Sarah, thank you for joining us. I hope we were slightly helpful in some way. I think the Slack idea is a good one. Find
you're
me.
Good. You actually send got me.
Give him a little. Give him a little.
No, I agree with that.
Give him a little, and if he gives you something back,
go home.
Yep,
that's right.
I think I like the idea. I'll find a good meme. I don't know about any of these ones that we've suggested.
And
so
if he
far,
rejects but... you, start dating and like always be talking about how many dates you have and stuff.
You should hammer him with like 20 memes though. Just keep sending them, and he, every time he checks it, you just keep sending another one.
You are a good flirt, Chelsea.
And in all caps, you're like ha 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 after every meme, and then you're like ha 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 ha.
And then after the 20th one, be like, I've never connected with anybody like I connected with you that night. I hope these memes show what I really feel for you, and see what happens.
And you're like,
will you marry me? Then a week later, you're like, I'm doing a second proposal.
Sarah, go.
Yeah, it's time to let you go. I hope you've gotten something out of it. We've had a lot of fun at your expense, and that's all that really counts.
No, not really. I think we were genuinely thinking aloud.
No, I agree. I think we've given you all that you need to take this to the next level.
Yeah, and
if the commenters on their accounts, their Instagram accounts, say that we were being mean to you, can you please defend us like really hard?
Yeah, hardcore.
I don't think you guys are being mean to me.
Okay, but cool. If someone does say that in the comments, will you go in there and reply to them and say, I've never connected with anybody like I connected with you, commenter, and just see if that's a connection?
Yeah. I'll do it for sure.
All right.
Sarah, it was so great to talk to all of you guys.
Bye, honey.
Same to you.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye.
Did you guys ever like come on to guys? Because I'm really bad at that. And I don't think I have. I always wait for them. I'm like very not good at that at all.
I've done it like twice. And I do respect it as an approach. I do.
That was my approach. I mean, listen, not that people didn't hit on me, but I always felt like if I thought someone was intriguing, I sound like such a pervert. Intriguing.
I'll tell you this. If a woman ever asked me out on a date, whether I had thought of them and in a romantic way or not, I would 100% of the time say yes, because I was intrigued by the move.
That's weird.
Well, I just was like, well, this is interesting. Like it's so cool.
Girls do the same thing. You love when guys show you interest.
He's saying he would go out with anyone who asked.
Well, it's rare. As a single man, it was very rare that a woman would ask me out. But when it happened, I would always say yes, because I thought that it was an intrigue. It would intrigue me about them, like the confidence, because it's so unusual.
Quinta, when you would ask, when you've asked people in the past, has it worked out?
No, I think no, because I think for me, it definitely came off as like, too intimidating. But what would be interesting is those people had come back later, like 3 years later.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the act of me doing it in that moment was a bit too much.
To me, that's weak. That's weak man shit. I don't respect that.
No, shut
up. I'm serious. To be like, I'm so scared that this woman asked me out. Like, what's up with that? But they're clearly interested because they come back 3 years later. Like, to me, that's just like an unconfident man.
Yeah, the coming back 3 years later is actually what made me like be like, what the fuck? Like, what, you know, but in which then made me realize like, oh, that you didn't like, but I don't know. I think some men just don't like the idea of a woman asking them out first, right?
I'm saying that's weak. It took them three years to get over their terror at being asked out by a confident woman to come back and be like, actually, I was interested the whole time. That's
I just would laugh really loud at their jokes and like touch them a lot and... then they would think I liked them, and then
that's a classic.
Yeah, that's how you asked me out, right?
It's never gonna go out of style.
What's that?
I said that's never gonna go out of style.
It's a true classic.
That's the classic.
You know who started that actually?
Yes, I do know. The Hand of God.
That's even earlier. I was gonna say Lucy and Ricky Ricardo, but yeah.
Shit, damn it! I keep forgetting. I'm missing my moment. Missing my mark. This is called being the Ricardos.
No, yeah, it's called Ricky and Ricardo.
Ricky and Ricardo. Yeah.
I truly never knew that this was called being the Ricardo. I thought it was called Lucy.
I actually really do want to watch that.
I have to say, my heart goes out to anyone on the dating scene right now. It already seemed like true hell. And then to do it in COVID, like, how are you? What is happening? What do you do? It just seems stressful.
I have single friends and it is.
Do they have masked sex outside?
You know what is the new thing that the kids are doing now is double mask, no condom. Yeah, it's...
Moshe and I saw people like with their masks on outdoors doing like a sommelier tasting, like trying to smell the wine, and it's
sad.
It's a brutal time. But you know what makes it less brutal, Quinta?
Uh-oh.
The new show. No, it's not a movie, it's a TV show. Oh. It's not Mayor Pete, although I love that. It's a television program that I gotta tell you about. It's called Abbott Elementary on ABC, also on Hulu. But genuinely, Quinta, the show's great, and thank you so much for coming on our show to talk to us. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm excited for the second episode.
Yeah, we're gonna watch the second episode.
Oh, second?
We haven't seen the second one yet. Yeah.
Natasha's seen none of it.
She's I only saw the first one.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
But you're so good, and you created this show.
Yeah. Yes. So good.
Thank
you.
So funny.
It is so great. And Chelsea, you truly, I've never felt the way I feel about anyone the way I feel about you. I can just, I can say that. Like, there's something that changed during this podcast, and I need to let you know.
Listen, I honestly, I'm kind of shocked you guys are so against this approach, because it really did great things for me.
No, I think we all were saying the same thing. It's about you, the context of you.
Right.
Chelsea specific.
Seeing my guys like get girls by being funny, I did feel like that was a great tool.
Well, I just doubt that the man that she's like dating, I don't know.
She's not expecting that from
the math of your situation. I think that worked out.
Yeah. Some...
No, I mean, I agree with what you guys said. Ultimately, you're right. You opened my eyes to a workplace Slack with someone in biotech.
Yeah, exactly. some indoor kid who works in biotech gets a meme from another biotech person. It's like, I've never felt that. There's no way they're going to be like, they must mean this ironically. They're going to be like...
They're going to be like, the vaccine is backfiring.
That sounds like the start to a really good movie. Two people in biotech, and they get that on Slack, and they're like.
I love
it. Chelsea, I've never felt the way about anyone that I feel about you. That's true. Damn. I'm not kidding.
Chelsea is really special.
Yeah, that's what this show is really
but, like,
about.
This is how narcissistic I am. Like, even though I know you're kidding, I'm still like. This feels so
I'm good. Not kidding.
I mean, we're not really kidding.
I am not kidding right now at all in any way, shape, or form.
And I'm glad that we got to spend this Saturday night together, you guys.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, this was fucking lit. Like, there's nothing that I miss about the social scene when I do this, you know?
I'm serious, though. Honestly, like, I could have done, like, 5 more calls ultimately.
Yeah, me too. I thought that this was going to be a lot of anxiety for me, but I've had a great time, you guys.
Well, listen, I'm trying to get off only because I want to play some secrets. But Quinta, I wanted to respect your time. And, you know,
they're like, well, we do still have to go. But yeah.
Well, I feel bad. I didn't. See, whenever you ask that question, that's one of those specific. You ask someone how long it's going to be. They think you want it to be shorter. I didn't. I just wanted to know because of my anxiety around podcasting. I try to build up a world around it so I can be less anxious. Anxious. Yeah. I wasn't going to be over sooner.
Well, Quinta, I've got some good news for you. If you'd like to hear a few of our deep, dark secrets from our listener hotline, we would love to play them right now.
I would, but Natasha said...
No, I want you guys to stay on, but I, you know...
Let's do 3. How about that? We'll do 3 secrets.
He's like,
and then
you want to hear one? How about 3?
2. We'll do 2. Okay, let's do 2.
I have an idea. I have an idea.
Yes?
If you get, like, you just want to go, just hang up at any time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if at any point this isn't fun for you, just bounce.
Moshe and I drank Thai iced coffees like a half hour ago.
We're ready.
I don't know why we did this.
We're ready to go. So, okay. Laura, will you play us a couple of secrets and then let's riff away?
Hi, Moshe and Natasha. So, you know, my belly button stinks a lot. Ugh. And sometimes during the day for fun, I will... put a Q-tip in there and, you know, clean it out and sniff the Q-tip and just kind of enjoy the grossness of it all. But lately what I've started doing is then offering the Q-tip to my dog to sniff also. I know that dogs like gross things. And I just think of it as a little treat for her. Okay, that's my secret. Bye.
Chelsea, wait. You bounced.
So disgusting.
You bounced.
I vomited.
It was a good, it was a well-timed bit, and it was hilarious, but you did miss the most horrifying part of the entire
secret.
You
missed it or so something?
Gross. You missed the most horrifying part.
Do you want to know what it was?
No, please don't tell her.
Oh, this is tricky. This is tricky.
Oh, I'm
yes,
still going to throw up. I'm like sick.
I'll start gagging.
She spread it on toast. Let me guess. She spreads it on toast.
Hold on. Hold on. I'm gonna send it to you in text so that I don't have to say it again to gross.
You're actually gonna
let her guess.
All right.
Here's fine. That's fine.
You're send gonna it hate it, Chelsea.
Any other guesses?
Oh, I'm gonna throw up.
Wait. What's are you sending me a guess, Chelsea?
No, I'm waiting for your text.
No, he's not doing it.
All right, I'm just going to tell you. Okay. She puts a Q-tip in her belly button and offers it to the dog.
As a treat.
A little pate. She's like,
grow up.
It's revolting. It's gross.
What is she asking for?
These are just secrets. These are just people leaving their secrets.
For help, which she should be doing.
No, yes, yeah, she should be calling for advice. Yeah, you're exactly right.
For help.
The secrets generally fall into three categories. Disgusting shit.
I've asked for them to stop being so gross.
Revenge shit that people have done that is like to get back at someone that hurt them. And then once in a while, an actually deep, dark secret, like something real fucked up. That's the basic categories.
I don't like disgusting. She could have kept that to her damn self.
That is
disgusting. She felt too casual. I don't like how casual she told it. I don't like that.
She sounded young. And I just feel like this is behavior that you might want to clean up.
Exactly.
No pun intended, but you know, like
her
you don't
dog
want it.
Wants to clean it up.
Well, I'm more concerned not with the secret per se, but with the physiological details that got her to have the secret. Why does your belly button stink?
Exactly. And I don't like that was her opener. She didn't like buffer us in or anything. She's like, so my belly button fucking reeks.
As we all know, belly buttons from time to time are really just, it's like, no.
And don't tell anybody this. Don't tell anybody else.
Anybody.
To this person's credit, the secrets hotline is set up specifically so that people can get things that they would never tell other people off with a casual air about them. So
I just want to say something that this is not a secret. This is something that a secret about the past, like revenge, right? That's something you did that you can't change. She can take a washcloth to her belly button today. It doesn't have to be a secret.
It can change. It can change today.
It can change right now. This is painful. I don't
you
like
have
that.
So much power.
That's what I don't like about it. We're supposed to just deal with this.
All right. Shall we move on to one more?
Yes, please.
One more secret. This is our. Let's hope it's not disgusting.
God.
Ugh. Hi, Moshe. Hi, Natty Legs. I have a secret for you guys. When I give my husband blowjobs, he will, pull out and then finish, usually somewhere on my body. But he'll always say a funny tagline, like from a movie or a song, like King Kong ain't got shit on me, or show me the money, something funny.
Funny?
When he comes all over me, it's less gross for me and more enjoyable. We both get a kick out of it. Sometimes they fall hard and aren't funny, and I let them know. But usually they're pretty good. And honestly, it encourages me to give him blowjobs more because I want to hear what he comes up with. And it's a win-win. So, all right. Thanks. Love you guys. Bye.
Like, have you heard of Netflix?
What a beautiful relationship.
I mean, it is cute that that's their thing.
Yeah.
But I'm if you did that, Moshe, we would not have gotten married.
I mean, I just, the pressure of every time you start the sexual act, you're like, okay, you're like flicking through punchlines. Like, what's this one going to be?
About it throughout the week, saves it up, and then whenever he's like, I know what I'm going to do this week.
Or what if it'd be kind of cool if he gets into like an improvisational, like vibration state when he's about to come? Like, it comes to him as he's approaching.
That's what I'm imagining. I don't think he has them like locked and loaded. I think he's letting the moment inspire him.
So you think he goes in blank and then right as it's about to bust, it's like,
reach for the sky. He's doing buzzing.
But she also said it was when she was giving him a blowjob. So when they have sex, maybe he doesn't do that.
Oh, that's a nice idea. Sex orgasm is more just silent and romantic.
Hopefully.
I hope so. Yeah, I hope so.
But I mean, is it good to laugh and have sex, like mix it all together?
Were they really funny things, or is it just lines from movies?
Right.
Chelsea, again, we're coming to the fact that you are one of the funniest people in the world, and your bar is a little different than other people's bar.
Well, I feel like did she say show me the money?
Yeah.
And also it's like, so they're just catchphrases. They're not funny things. And so it's like, is he like fucking her and he's like, he's like, you fuck my wife. It's just like, and then she's like cracking up.
I usually do say yeah, baby, when I have an orgasm in an accent, yeah, in an Austin Powers kind of way. Uh-huh. But
you're like, don't go in there. This is about the previous caller with the Q-tip and the belly button.
Kind of makes me think about...
To the last caller, Quinta, this is going to be the shout out of shout outs. To the last caller, my recommendation to your husband the next time you go down on him is that he screams out Abbott Elementary on ABC and Hulu. Make sure you get all of that information in there.
Be like,
I would like to know what his criteria is for his catchphrase, because they're like, yeah, they're just like lines from movies, popular lines from movies.
He's just trying to be quirky.
And TV shows.
I mean, I didn't love the idea that there's an inherent disgustingness to his orgasm that is offset by the fact that he comes up with lines, right, from popular movies.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if he's coming up with them more than these are his favorite movies. That's the way I'm thinking about it. Like, these are his favorite films. And he's just like, these are the things he thinks about often, the lines he likes. And then they're just coming out of him. Like,
oh, it's like a you know, 10 best of 2021 list. If you were to collate all of his nuts from the year, you could see what he's really been thinking about in terms of popular media.
Okay.
Sure.
I like that.
I mean, I like that they're laughing together. It's cute.
Me too.
I think laughing and fucking. I mean,
that was the palate cleanser I needed from belly button.
From the belly button. Actually, here's my suggestion. Next time you give your husband a blowjob, before he comes, look up at him and play him the secret of the belly button from the episode that you're going to be on. Just see what happens to your sexual dynamic. All right. Well, that was... Listen, you guys...
Thanks for joining us for this this secrets.
I know. Quinta, you wanted
to
stay...
You need to get that dog.
You wanted to stay a little longer, and then you had something that will not be able to leave your mind for the next 3 to 6 months. So you made a huge mistake not getting out when you could.
At least it was a woman. The men are always the most gross. That was the first really gross one from a woman.
Yeah, that was crazy. I'll never see. This is,
you know, there was this story that this friend of mine, Brendan, he was on one of those buses to Boston, you know, from New York. He sat next to a woman that was reaching into her cooch and then rolling coochie bugs like next to him on his bus ride.
But why did you tell
that
us
was that? Worse? That was worse than the power of the dog.
It's just about the power we have to impact others.
Oh my
God. It stayed with me.
Now we have to call this episode Coochie Bugs.
No.
Rolled up Coochie Bugs. Oh no.
To be honest,
can you imagine?
Chelsea, the fact that you were able to come up with an anecdote that was grosser than the secret.
I don't, honestly, respect, I'm not.
Honestly.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. You know, I think it wasn't really me as much as it was.
Yes. Ricky Ricardo's?
Ricky and the Ricardos.
It was. Anyway, whatever.
Well, you guys are hilarious.
Yeah.
So excited that we got to do this tonight.
Yeah, appreciate both of you being on. You guys are the best. And check out Abbott Elementary on ABC or Hulu. Also, check out the film Spencer, Nightmare Alley, Respect,
as well as
Hand of God, Dune.
If you haven't checked out Dune, that's a big movie.
Check out Dune, Ricky Ricardo's.
It's called Being the Ricardos.
Ricky and the Ricardos, The Tragedy of Macbeth. and finally, The Harder They Fall. This episode of the Endless Honeymoon podcast has been brought to you by All Media.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
That was a really fun time.